U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with his Iraqi counterpart, Ibrahim al-Jaafar, on Tuesday ahead of the annual U.N. General Assembly. Joining their talks was newly elected Iraqi President Fuad Masum. He thanked the U.S. for its actions in trying to combat Islamic State fighters in his country and in Syria. And addressing the media alongside Mr. Masum was Secretary Kerry.
Delighted to be here with President Masum and with Foreign Minister Jaafari, who have already proven to be important partners in this effort. And I appreciate the very constructive meeting that we've just had to talk about where we are. Before I get started, I want to just say a few words about our decision to conduct strikes against ISIL targets in Syria and also against seasoned al-Qaeda operatives in Syria who are known as the Khorasan Group. We have been very clear from the beginning. We will not allow geography or borders to prevent us from being able to take action against ISIL. And we will not allow them to have a safe haven where they think they can have sanctuary against accountability. We will hold them responsible for their grotesque atrocities. And we will not allow these terrorists to find a safe haven anywhere. That is President Obama's resolve. If left unchecked, ISIL is not only a threat to the stability of Iraq and to the region, but it is a threat to countries elsewhere, including here. From the beginning, President Obama has been very clear that this is not America's fight alone. ISIL poses a threat to not just Iraq and Syria, but to the region as a whole, and the region has to be a leader in this effort in order to fight back. I want to commend President Masum and Prime Minister Abadi for the critically important steps that Iraq has taken to help form a government, and it is obviously important that they continue to take those steps, and we talked about some of that today. They are committed to doing so. But they've also been importantly reaching out to their neighbors and helping to build this coalition. More than 50 countries have now agreed to join this effort to combat ISIL, including the Arab countries that joined us last night in taking military action in Syria. The overall effort is going to take time. There are challenges ahead, but we are going to do what is necessary to take the fight to ISIL, to begin to make it clear that terrorism, extremism, does not have a place in the building of civilized society, and we will work with our friends from Iraq in order to make certain that their choice to move forward in a democratic and viable way will bear fruit and be supported by the international community.
It was Arab nations, including Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates, taking part in the second and third waves of the attacks. U.S. military spokesman said on Tuesday that the actions by those Arab countries range from combat air patrols to actually hitting targets.